Well, I'm going to ask you for your prayers. There's been a few people wanting me to sing the Old Ship of Zion. If you can pick me up, that'll be fine. But y'all help me sing it. I was standing on the banks of the river, looking out over life's troubled seas, when I saw an old ship that was sailing. Is that the old ship of Zion I see? Its hull was bent and battered from the storms of life I could see. The waves were rough, but that old ship was steady. Is that the old ship of Zion I see? At the stern of the ship was the captain. I could hear as he called out my name. Get on board, it's the old ship of Zion. It will never pass this way again. As I step on board, I'll believe all my troubles and trials behind. I'll be safe with Jesus, the captain, sailing out on the old ship of Zion. Step on board one more time. As I step on board, I'll be leaving all my troubles and trials behind. I'll be safe with Jesus, the captain, sailing out on the old ship of Zion, sailing out on the old ship of Thine. Amen.
you'd like to go to Children's Church, you'll be standing right over here on the right. 4 to 8. Told him it took a real man. Turn your Bible to the book of Psalms 143. Now you pray for us this morning. We've already about given all of God. Amen. Psalms 143, verse number 9. Amen. We can leave. Already say it's been good to be in the house of the Lord. Psalms 143, verse number 9, reading through verse number 11. Amen. We appreciate you this morning. Amen. From the very bottom of our heart. Amen. I appreciate that 100 in Sunday school. Good to see that. Amen. Back up where we ought to be. Amen. And we thank God for that. I thought about this morning. I was sitting in Sunday school, and after they rung the bells, I heard all the kids, the commotion coming down the halls. And I thought, you know something? That's a great sound. That is a great sound. You know how many churches that to be able to hear young people running up and down their halls? It's just a blessing, and so we appreciate that this morning. Thank you for bringing them. Amen. To see your Sunday school continue to grow, prosper in the way it should go. Amen. But let's do that to be pleasing unto Him. Amen. The Bible said in Psalms 143, verse number 9, reading through verse number 11, the Bible said, "Deliver me, O Lord, from mine enemies. I flee unto Thee to hide me." Verse number 10. Listen to what he says. He said, "Teach me to do thy will." Listen to that right there. "Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God, thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. In verse number 11, he said, "Quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake, for thy righteousness' sake, bring my soul out of trouble." Amen. Verse number 11. I like that. Amen. Go back to verse number 10, and that's one to nail it down, if you will. He said, "Teach me to do thy will." You may be seated. Our Heavenly Father, just as stumbles. I know how. How, Lord, I pray, God, that you'll move Jeff out of the way for a little while. How, Lord, that I'll be able to get over on the holy ground. How, Lord, I realize that I'm nothing today, but you are everything. How, Lord, we thank you, God, for the sweet spirit. How, Lord, that we have felt here today. And, God, we're thankful. How, Lord, that we've got our ticket bought. How, Lord, when the old ship of Zion comes in. How, Lord, we'll be on that ship. How, Lord, one day after a while. How, Lord, we pray, God, that you'll bless the reading of your word. How, that's behind the cross. Thank you, Lord, for those that chose to be here at Morning View Baptist Church, God. Lord, we ask all these things in Jesus' name. And we humbly pray, amen and amen. Notice what he says here in the book of Psalms. Listen in verse number 10. He said, teach me how to do thy will. Amen. Neighbor, if I had a text, what it be this morning? Neighbor, teach me to do thy will. We find here David praying for guidance and support as a Christian. Neighbor, it should be our desire as a born-again Christian, those that are redeemed by the blood, to absolutely be in the center of God's will. Amen. We should daily try never to align our life according to the will of God and the word of God, neighbor, today, and what thus said the word. Listen, neighbor, today, David is praying about his situation that he's in. Right here, his enemies praying for his direction. He's praying for comfort. He's praying for guidance. He's asking God in the scripture, listen, what is the right way? Amen. We've all asked that question sometimes, and when it seems like every way we turn, that may be the wrong way, or everything we do. Listen, one writer said, every time I go to do good, neighbor, evil is always present. Listen, neighbor, but I notice what David said. He said, not only show me thy will, but teach me how to do it. Amen. Listen, neighbor, today, everyone that has a relationship, neighbor, with God, the Spirit of God, is our God. Amen. Do we realize that today? Notice what the Bible says in the book of Galatians, chapter number 3 and verse number 24. Talking about our God. Talking about, Lord, you show me where to put your foot down next. Amen. Teach me thy ways. He said, wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ that we might be justified by faith. Amen. So in other words, today, that we allow the Holy Spirit to teach us in the way. Amen. Listen, I remember a neighbor when Samantha was growing up. I'll use her for example, and she won't mind it a bit. Amen. Listen, but I remember when she was growing up, neighbor, we bought her this little old bicycle, and listen, neighbor, and we'd get out there, and we'd work with her, and we'd work with her, and we'd work with her. Listen, after a while, I'd just say, get out of the way and let me show you. Amen. So I got on that little old bicycle, and neighbor, I showed her, and that may look kind of funny. Listen, neighbor, today, but it got the job done. Amen. Listen, and that's what David is saying here. He's saying, Lord, just don't only show me the direction, but I need you to teach me. Amen. Listen, I can be taught something a lot better when you show me how to do it. Amen. Listen, neighbor, it's like trying to read instructions. And it's something you can buy. Neighbor, I can look at something sometimes, Brother Coleman, and figure it out. Amen. Better than I can reading the instructions on that paper. But David here is crying out, Lord, I need you to teach me. Listen, I need you to teach me thy will. Amen. Listen, so in other words, number one today, neighbor, we see here it says, teach me your way, not my way, but your way. Amen. Listen, my way a lot of times is not the way of God. So in other words, today, when we pray, neighbor, we need to say, Lord, you teach teach me your way. Lord, teach me your ways, the way of the Word of God. Teach it unto me, the way of truth. Listen, neighbor, today, look at what the Bible says in Psalms 86, verse number 11 and verse number 12. I'm talking about teach me, amen. Teach me the direction. Teach me the way I ought to go. Listen, neighbor, today, the Bible said in verse number 11, he said, teach me thy way, O Lord. Listen, neighbor, teach me what? He says, I will walk in thy truth. Amen. Teach me how to live my life according to the Word of God. Teach me the truth. Listen, there's a lot of things going out today. Listen, that is not the truth. Listen, as a matter of fact, he said, let everything else be a lie and him the truth. So in other words today, amen, we need to say, teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth. Listen, neighbor, today, unite. Listen, my heart. Tell me that I may walk the path that you have laid out for me and you. I see, my friend, everybody's life, when we're born into this world, is nothing but a journey. Listen, and God has a certain path, neighbor, he has for you and I, neighbor, to go down. And that's what David is praying and seeking God's will and wisdom about here. He said, Lord, God, you show me and you teach me, amen, the way you'd have me to go, the path that you have laid out before me. Listen, he said, mend my heart, amen, that I may praise you, amen. And that's why he said, let everything have bread to praise you, the Lord. I'm neighbor today, but to teach me to honor and glorify and magnify your name. Teach me to give you the honor and the reverence that is deserving unto you. Teach me your way, O Lord. Amen, that I may renew my strength. To give me a hope for the journey. To give me what I stand in need of. And Lord, sometimes we need to just bow our unworthy head and call out to the Lord and say, Lord, you just teach me. Listen, amen. You be the teacher and I'll be the student. Amen. You do the teaching and I'll listen unto the Spirit of God as it speaks to my heart and guides me in the direction that I need to go today. Teach me, O Lord. Sometimes we got to open our ears, Sister Linda, and just say, Lord, teach me. Lord, you show me where to put my foot down next. Teach me the directions that I ought to go. Amen. We've got several school teachers that go here, and some of them teach the little bitty kids. And them little bitty kids come in there, and they don't know A from Z. But you know what you're going to do all this year? You're going to start them by going A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P. Amen. As far as I got. But anyway, amen. But anyway, by the time the school year's over, they're going to know the whole alphabet. Amen. Listen, neighbor, today. Amen. Gavin, where's Gavin? He in the nursery. I wanted him to say it backwards. You need to hear that. Amen. He can't do it. But anyway, we're going to teach them little children how to say their ABCs. That's what we need to do with the Lord. We need to just say, Lord, you teach me to direct our path. You teach me the direction that I need to go. I listen every day. Teach me your way. Your way. Amen. Sometimes we want to go our way. Amen. Sometimes my way is the hard way. Sometimes my way is the most complicated way. Amen. But every one of us in here that does a certain job, hey, listen, every day, you know what? You know your way best. You know your way best. Amen. Listen, I'll take Brother Gary there. Brother Gary used to work at the phone company until he retired. Listen, Brother Gary, he could probably tell me how to hook those telephones up. Amen. And all these kind of things. You're probably pretty good at it, wouldn't you, Brother Gary? Amen. Or they said you was. Amen. Brother Gary was pretty good at that. But you know probably how the best way you learned, Brother Gary, is probably through the mistakes you made, wouldn't it? Amen. I listen every day. Sometimes it's through those mistakes. mistakes in life. Sometimes it's through those hard times. Sometimes it's through those valleys. Sometimes it's climbing those mountains that we say, Lord, I listen, what's going on? But Brother Cecil, it's in those times that he's really teaching us of the way we should be living. He's really teaching us the direction we should be going. Teach me, he said, teach me thy way, O Lord. I want to walk in thy truth. Unite heart, unite my heart to fear thy name. That word fear in this reverence here is talking about reverence. Learn me to reverence you and to realize just who God is and what God means for my life. He said to teach me to do thy will. Teach me to do thy will. Teach me to do thy will, O Lord, that I may live a life that be pleasing unto you. Listen, every day, we never come to the place in our life, listen, where we don't need to be taught. Listen, every Sunday morning, every Sunday night, that's why it's important that we bring these children, not only our children, but adults to Sunday school, that we will be taught the infallible, inerrant Word of God, that they'll be able to resist the things the devil throws at them day after day after day. We need to teach them about what thus saith the Word of God. Amen. Teach them. Teach them. Amen. Do you know there's people today don't even know that the red writing in the Bible is words that Jesus actually spoke? Amen. They didn't know that. Amen. There's people today that don't know Jonah was the one that went to the well. There's people today that don't know that Noah's the one that built the ark. Amen. These people today, they don't know it was John that was still on the Isle of Patmos. I listen every day. That's why we need to bow our knees and our head and pray, Lord, teach me thy ways. Amen. The ways, the Word of God. Teach me the Word of God. Hey, listen, I'm going to tell you something. I know there's bigger churches and there's greater pastors out there than me. There's a lot more educated than me. But I'm going to tell you something. I'd take my children to a church that's going to teach them and going to preach them, not what they think about it, not what the world thinks about it, but they're going to preach what thus saith the Word of God, that my children, my grandchildren, would know the difference between a sin and what's right, that know right from wrong. Thank God for the old preacher man, how that preached me the Word of God and told me I was going to hell if I didn't change my ways. I listen, neighbor, that's what David is saying. He's saying, David, I cleanse me, I put within me a clean heart, but most of all, teach me your ways. Amen. Teach me thy way, O Lord. I want to walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. Teach me your way. Then number two, not only do we see David praying here, and I love the way David prays. David prays with a sincerity about him. David prays, I believe, with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. I believe that today. I believe when David prays, it's good to have Brother Brian and them back this morning. Amen. Listen, David, but I believe when David prays, I believe he's praying with sincerity, don't you? I don't think he's coming down chewing bubble gum, laughing, cutting up. I believe when David got down to pray, I believe, Brother Charles, he prayed with a sincere heart. I'm neighbor today, and I believe that's the way we should pray. I wish to call upon the name of the Lord and say, Lord, my ways are not right. My ways are going the crooked path. Teach me your ways, Lord, that I may walk therein. Amen. Teach me. Teach me your way. And then number two, he said to teach me your will. Teach me your will. Like I said, to start with, Brother Lonnie, it ought to be everybody's will to be right in the center of God's will. I want to be right in the center of God's will. Amen. There's a lot of people today that say, the Lord told me this and the Lord told me that. The Lord never even spoke to them. Amen. If it don't back up with this Word of God, it's not the will of God. Amen. But he said to teach me your will. Look at what the Bible says in Psalms 143 and verse number 10. See, we have two wills. We have two wills. We have the will of the flesh. We have the will of the flesh. And we have the will of God. And sometimes our mind, body, and heart wants to listen to the will of the flesh. It wants to listen to the will of the flesh. Preacher, I don't have a will of the flesh. Oh, yes, you do. Amen. Listen, I've seen people pull in front of you and you lay down on that horn. Amen. And listen, give them the dirtiest look you ever gave them. Well, I know you got a will of the flesh. We all do. We all do. So can we just get that out of the way? Say, yes, we do. Amen. Amen. We do. We sit there 45 minutes, wait on our food. We get upset about it. Amen. We all have a will of the flesh. But listen, what we got to do, we got to listen to the will of God. We got to listen to the will of God. That's what David is saying here. David is saying, teach me to know how to listen to the will of God. Teach me to know, let me know how to listen. See, a lot of people today can say you need to do this and you need to do that, but nobody's ever willing to take time, Sister Joyce, to teach them how to do that. Teach me, tell me, teach me your will. Psalms 143, verse number 10. He said, teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. For thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of unrighteousness. Teach me your will. Amen. It's like taking these little kids. I can tell them all day long, you need to read that book. You need to read that book. You need to read that book. But if we don't teach them how to read that book, it's never no good to them. Amen. We can preach to them all day long, but if we don't teach them what thus saith the Word of God, that's why today you see so many that are following every wind and doctrine. Listen, I'm here to tell you, everything that rattles a tin can is not the gospel. Amen. Every man that holds a Bible under their arm is not called by God. Listen, neighbor, today there's many false prophets and false teachers today. That's why it's important that we teach, that we teach, that we teach. Lord, you show me your will. Allow me to be in the center of your will. That's where my desire is every day. Are you there yet? No, sir. But I'm still working. I'm still striving. I'm still laboring. I'm like David. I'm saying, Lord, you just put me and show me the will that you'd have to be in my life. Amen. We have, like I said, we have two wills. Amen. The will of God, we are to seek His will. Desire not our will, our way, but His will. Do we pray, Lord, not my will, but what? But Thou will be done. Say that with me one more time. Lord, not my will, but see, when we ask God's will to be done, sometimes it's not what we want. Sometimes it's not what we want. But we got to get to the point that we want His will to be done. Amen. Let me give you a prime example of that. Amen. And let me say right up front, I love being the pastor of Morning View Baptist Church. Amen. Can I get an amen? Or I'd like a little love back. Good Lord. You can tell when you've been there a while. But I won't never forget, I'm going to use this for example. And this actually happened to me. Amen. Can you show me some love, brother? As you know, I've been here almost 11 years. And God's blessed us in a mighty way. And yes, the devil tells me all the time, man, you've been there too long. You've been there, you know. He tells me that. I hope he doesn't tell you that, but he tells me that. But anyway, when I was preaching, when I left the church I was at, Westside, there in Harrelson County, I've been there 10 years, about like here. I've been there about that long. It got to the point, Brother Coleman, I preach, and it just go over their head. I preached my heart out, nothing, Brother Wayne, nothing. No effect whatsoever. And I knew it was time. It was time for me to move on. So I began to pray, and Lord, you show me the way. And there was a church over in Albertville, Alabama. Brother Raymond Cook had passed away. And this is no secret. Everybody in the you can't keep nothing on him. You put it on Facebook, everybody knows. There was a church called me from Albertville, Alabama. I'd never been, I didn't know nobody. in Albertville, Alabama. Brother, I knew Raymond, he had passed away. They called and they said, "You, Brother Jeff Holson?" I said, "Yes." They said, "I want you to get the moral of this of what I'm trying to say." They said, "God's laid you on our heart." I said, "Man, I don't even know who you are." He said, "We're the pulpit committee from over there," and said, three times we went in the store this week in Albertville, Alabama, and people was come up and said, "You need to call Jeff Olsey. You need to call Jeff Olsey." And this is true. It's not something I'm making up. Not put me on anything, because I am nothing. But anyway, they began to talk to me. I went down there and I preached for them for 2 weeks, back to back. Then they asked me about taking the church, and I said, "Let me pray about it." Me and Lisa both done said, "We ain't going." Amen. We said, you know, they had a house. We was going to have to move. I looked at her. I didn't look at her mom and them, but I knew already she wasn't moving nowhere. And so it was hard. It was hard. We kept going. I was going to quit my job. I'm going to do all these things, but I kept praying about it, and I ran the revival. And Lord, they kept on wanting me to come back, kept on coming back. And this is exactly what happened. That was on like Friday. I told him, I said, I need 2 weeks off to help me pray about it and let the church know about it. I was praying that morning, sitting in my desk, "God, I want your will be done." I told Lisa, me and her both come to the agreement, if that's what God wants us to do, that's where we'll go. That's where we'll be. If we have to move our family, move away from our grandkids, but boy, ain't that hard. Move away, if that's where God wants us, that's where we got to go. And I got up out of my desk. I just had hung up the phone with her. She worked right across the road. Just got up and praying, us both. And I mean, just had said, "We'll go. We'll go." About that time, somebody said, I got up out of my desk, walked over the door, and Cecil Wiggly walked in. And he said, "Brother Jeff," said, and I'd been told him I'd take 2 weeks off. He said, "I need you to come preach at Morning View for us." I'd never been here. I came one time to revival. Amen. And I knew then you wouldn't like me. And I'm just, Brother Cecil said, "We'd like you to come and preach for us over at Morning View." I said, "I'm open the next 2 weekends. And then after that, I'm probably going to be pretty well booked." So I come and preached that Sunday morning. Come and preach that Sunday morning. I'm talking about being in the center of God's will. I come preach that Sunday morning, and you may not have knew it, but we got back in the car. Me and Lisa did. I looked at her, and she looked at me, and I said, "We're home." Amen. Y'all would have got out of here a half hour early if you'd loved me to start with. But I said all that to say this. This is what Jeff and Lisa had to do. We had to get willing. I had to get willing. Then when I got willing, God says, "You know what? There's a church about less than a mile from your house. I'll just put you right there." Praise the Lord. That's what I'm talking about. He said, "Teach me to do thy will." It's things like that, Brother Johnny. That's not a coincidence. It's not by accident. It's the will of God. And through them certain circumstances in our life, we have to find that will that God has for my life and your life. Amen. Lord, I will, but thy will be done. Teach me your will. Amen. Not our will or way, but His will that thy will be done, that I may rely on His faithfulness. Hadn't God been faithful? Hadn't God been faithful? Listen, I know no other church in Polk County, and I know this goes out to all of them, But God has blessed this church in a mighty way. Amen. Has he not? Amen. And it's because we've been obedient to the will of God and the word of God and the faithfulness of God. That's what David, he's brokenhearted. He's squalling. His enemies are encamped around him. He don't know where to turn. He don't know what to do. And he just says, Lord, all I know to do is ask you this one favor and ask for you to teach me to do thy will. Teach me to do thy will. Sometimes it takes a scar or two. Sometimes it takes a defeat or two. Amen. To do thy will. To do it the way God wants you to do it. Amen, Brother Mike. Amen. He said, teach me to do thy will. Verse number one. Number one today is teach me your way, and then teach me your will. And then number three today is the one thing that Brother Jeff has the hardest problem with in the world. I listen every day. Is this one right here, is teach me to wait. Teach me to wait. Amen. My aunt's here this morning. She can tell you, patience is not a virtue of a Halsey. I don't have a lot of patience. Do it, Coleman. Coleman come over the other day. We bought this great big old piece of equipment and no way to haul it. So I got Coleman to come over and he showed me these trailers and stuff. Some of my guys, I said, look at that, Coleman. Man, I started to fire everybody I had. Patience. But boy, when it comes to the spiritual realm of it, he said, teach me. Teach me to wait. Wait on what, preacher? Wait on the Lord. Amen. What if I'd have jumped and said, you know what? We're headed to Alabama. Amen. I've been out of the will of God. Man, everything in my life could have went wrong. I'm telling you, it's important that we stay right in the center of God's will. Teach me. Teach me your will, Lord. And then teach me just to wait. Just wait. Be still and know that I'm God. That's what he says in the scripture. But David prayed. Listen, the God that created this world, the God that created this universe, he knows what he's doing with you and I. He knows what you're doing. It's not a coincidence you're here this morning. It's just part of God's plan and part of God's purpose. Amen. We may not understand it, but we got to learn to just say, Lord, teach me thy way. Teach me thy will. Most of all, teach me the way. Lord, you show me where to put my foot down next. Amen. We love you this morning. We're going to ask somebody, Brother Matt, come with a verse of a song. Teach me to do thy will. Where's the best learning place? It's a place called Calvary. He said, bring your burdens to the Lord and just leave them there. Teach me. I want somebody to teach me. Just don't tell me. Just don't tell me all the time. Show me how. Show me how to live that life. Amen. Teach me thy ways, O Lord. Way of the Lord. Teach them unto me. Teach me your way, amen, because his way is bigger and better than ours. Teach me your will. I want to ask you this morning, are your ways God's ways? If they're not, then we need to check up. Then I want to ask you this too, are you absolutely sure you're right in the center of God's will? If not, you need to check up. No time to wait on that. But seek him. He says, seek and you shall find. Knock and you shall be open unto you and I today. Brother Matt, as we stand together, would you come? Have thine own way. Have what about it today?